This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, maker and creator of this entire universe, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I will speak today on faith. This is part two of a series on faith. My text comes from Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Bible introduces an impressive list of heroic believers from the Old Testament in a passage often called the Faith Hall of Fame. These men and women and their stories stand out to encourage and challenge our faith. This list of heroes are found in Hebrews chapter 11 and reads as thus. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Joseph, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For which that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that hath received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and came and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, and seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyeth the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perish not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. In the New York Times, it reported what students are saying about responsibility. One student reported, "I clearly remember feeling my first sense of responsibility from my parents, having my very own phone. I was nearing the end of fourth grade, and while yes, this is a very early age to own a phone, I believe it's taught me a lot about my knowledge of responsibility and consequences now." Jack Gedeon and Barak, and of Samson and Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yes, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Most of those mentioned in this chapter saw only preliminary glimpses of what was specifically promised, and all were anticipating a greater future hope. In light of something better for us, refers to the new covenant realities of the superior Son of God with his superior priesthood and the consequent eternal perfection of the faithful. The perfection of believers is the goal accomplished through the work of the perfect Son of God. The saints of the Old Testament, along with those of this era, will participate of the same end time perfection, sinless selves, and deathless resurrection bodies. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for our sins. But 3 days later, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Our theme for today is vision. In particular, having a clear vision for your life. Some people have sight, but they cannot see because they lack vision. Vision is a mental picture of the future you desire, or in the spiritual sense, the future God has for you to fulfill. Do you have a clear vision for your life? In 2018, I had a vision to create digital content for the radio and other media. To act by faith, I met with a radio executive and asked him if I could come to the station to learn more about the business. He said yes, so I did. When I arrived at the station, I was asked to fill in on a live radio talk show due to a guest no-show. This was divine providence, and on that show, we talked about community issues and the importance of voting. This experience increased my confidence and confirmed that I was on the right track. By God's grace, I now provide digital content for radio and other media outlets. Having a vision with a plan of execution is very important. In Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 2 and 3, the Lord answered Habakkuk and said, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." In other words, write a clear vision and grow from a faith of perplexity and doubt to the height of absolute trust in God. Sometimes our vision is blurred and we don't see things clearly. Sometimes we are blindsided. And sometimes we see things based on fear that will never actually happen. However, we should strive to align our vision to God's purpose for our lives. Once your vision is aligned to God's purpose, you won't run away from challenges based on fear. You'll run to them knowing that you're well able. You won't run away from opportunities thinking that you're not qualified. You'll run to them knowing that you're well equipped. You won't worry when you face health, financial, or relationship problems. You'll trust the promises of God. Although we have all violated God's divine law, be encouraged to know that God still loves you and desires your best. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose, so that you may have everlasting life. Can you see God's love for you? If so, put God first by trusting and obeying his word, and take action by faith to carry out your vision.
You have been listening to Ministers Barbara Coleman and David Michael, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope we said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
We see Jacob with corn that run out, and he's crying out in desperation, "Go again, buy us a little food." It's such a picture of man in the world, who what he finds in the world is not of the Father. And the Lord spoke of two meats, though.